Do you know that the unemployment rate in Nigeria is rising geometrically as the population increases? Unconfirmed statistics has it that thousands of graduates pass through the mandatory National Youth Service Scheme every year without the hope of getting a job after the exercise. Welcome to Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiode.
Welcome. My name is Segun Akiode and I'm the host of the podcast Career and Employability Talk. For first-time listeners, I like to describe myself as a born teacher, a chemical engineer turned career and employability coach. And recently, I authored a book titled Corporate Misfit, Immutable Career Lessons for Fresh Graduates. And a very interesting career journey. I read chemical engineering in a Nigerian university, but currently I'm in the human rig of human resources doing career and employability coaching. On the other side of it is that I consult for small and medium enterprises in Nigeria in the area of talent acquisition and human capacity development. This podcast is about sharing my HR-related experience with you, covering talent acquisition, HR consulting, and HR generalist. The main theme of this podcast is that without good direction, people lose their way. The more wise counsel you follow, the better your chances. Now, by listening to this podcast, you would be able to draw very critical career lessons and principles which would make you make better career decisions. Some of the things I'm going to be sharing on this podcast are not head knowledge. They are things that I've learned in the trenches in the point of relating with job seekers on one side and employers on the other side. Don't forget, I help organizations to solve their talent issues. So these are some of the things that I experience on a constant basis. Two target audience this podcast is meant for: one, fresh graduate, those just about to enter into the job market. So the employability part of the podcast, some of the things we'll be sharing, either interviews, expert interviews, or sharing principles would be applicable. And also, young professionals, experienced hires will really benefit a great deal from this podcast. So two great target audience, fresh graduates and even experienced hires, young professionals, will really benefit greatly from this podcast. In few minutes, you're going to be listening to today's episode of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you very much. See you in a few minutes. Cheers. Episode 25 of Career and Employability Talk. Welcome back. On today's episode of the podcast, I'll be sharing my personal story with you on how I secured my very first job 8 weeks after NYSE. Yes, you heard me right. I secured my very first job barely 8 weeks after completing the mandatory National Youth Service Scheme, the NYSE program. I'm sure that was faster than the time it takes an average Nigerian fresh graduate, as the waiting time for many unfortunate ones runs into years. I mean, the time it takes an individual after the normal NYSE to get a job. Today, I'll be sharing all of that gist with you. Now, it's important for you to understand that how I was able to secure my job, my very first job after the NYSE, is what I describe as a clear out-of-the-box thinking idea. Now, for those of you that doesn't know, I read chemical engineering from a Nigerian university. I finished with a second class upper. That's usual, what we call your 2-1. And at the time I was finishing the university, one thing I was sure about, and I'm still so certain about, is the fact that good grades alone don't get you a job in the Nigerian market or in the Nigerian job market today, because the employment market is too crowded. Now, for you to get a job, at that time I knew, and of a fact, that I need to stand out of the crowd of other job seekers. I know there are millions of people going through the same National Youth Service call. There's so many graduates every single year, and for me to really get a job, I need to stand out. Now, with that same mindset that I need to stand out, I had to make a few tough career decisions. And some of those decisions were taken while I was still in the university. So if you're listening to me here and you're still within the four walls of university, this is a perfect time for you to listen to this. And if you are out of the university, you're already doing your NYSE, or you're waiting to get your next job, these are times when you need to make tough career decisions. Now, for me, I did chemical engineering, but I noticed one thing about myself, that my interests and passion lie elsewhere. How do I mean? I'm not saying my decision to study chemical engineering was wrong, not at all, far from it. I enjoyed chemical engineering and my grade showed for it, at least I finished with a 2-1. But there was still a much deeper longing for fulfillment in me, and I needed to discover where exactly my passion lies. And that singular reason is because there's a big difference between excelling in a thing and finding fulfillment in that same thing. There's a very big difference between excelling in one thing and finding fulfillment in that thing at the same time. So what did I do exactly? I did an assessment of what I was passionate about the most, and which career path would suit me based on my passion and my interest. It was more like a self discovery exercise. Though at that time I didn't really understand what self-discovery was, but unconsciously that was exactly what I was doing. Now, what did I find out? I found out that most of my extracurricular activities were centered around human capacity development, among other things. Now, as a result, I narrowed down to the human resources career path. So, unconsciously for me, I just narrowed down into that. Now, in the course of my NYC, while I was still trying to put myself to understanding where my passion lies, I noticed I was drawn towards a few things in the area of personal development, in the area of helping others. I remembered even before I left the university, in my final year, I had a small session, we had a final year a meeting where I found myself teaching people how to write their CVs, a guy that was still in university at that time. So for me, I enjoyed sharing knowledge with people and a few other things. So unconsciously, I narrowed down into human resources. I'm sure it was during my NYC I came across a brochure of the Chartered Institute of Personnel Managers of Nigeria, and as I saw it, something told me within my spirit, this is the answer you've been looking for. So for me, that was how I was able to narrow down to that decision. And for every step I took in that nudging and passion, it became clearer and clearer by the day. Now, but after I made that decision to toe the path of passion and fulfillment, I had an hurdle to cross. What was that hurdle? How do I get a job in human resources? Who would give a chemical engineering graduate an human resources job? That was exactly what was on my mind. Now, those questions were answered by a CD I came across. That CD at that time was produced by AGDC, After School Graduate Development Center, and they tagged the CD Career Expo. When I bought that CV, it was shortly before my NYC, and I took my time to listen to it over and over again. Look at what I learned from that CD. 1. Employers don't make house calls. 2. You need to define your career and job search objective. What is your personal value proposition? What value do you have to offer to the employer? Now, once you discover this value, package yourself and put yourself in front of the employer. That's exactly what I learned from that CD. I spent my money to buy the CD, and I discovered that I needed to put myself in front of the employer. I needed to define what was my value proposition. What am I trying to propose even to my would-be employer at that time? And what exactly did I do? The words fired me up. And what did I do? I went ahead, packaged myself, and present myself before employers, even before they started calling for me. So shortly after, by the time I was leaving my NYC, I already had a game plan of what I was going to do. I served in the north. By the time I was getting back to Lagos, my CV was already ready. What did I do? I was able to bring all my extracurricular activities around manpower development, a little volunteer with the department, a little volunteer with my religious organization, my fellowship at that time on campus. I was able to come up with something that was close to an human resources focused CV. Sincerely, I was actually looking for an internship position at that time. But what happened? I was looking for an internship position. At least let me intern in human resources for a while, then be able to get into mainstream human resources. So what did I do? I was of the opinion that human at HR consulting firms may be a better fit for me. Why? Because of my transferable skills. I read chemical engineering. We do a lot of things around analytical skills, problem solving skills, and I felt that this was going to be more suited to human resource consulting. So what did I do? I did a research. I went online, searched for human resource consulting firms in Lagos, and I narrowed down to 3 at that time and was able to deliver my resume packaged, addressed in an envelope to the managing director, which for some of the consulting firm I was able to find their names online. So interestingly is the fact that you need to research. You don't say you're looking for a job, you need to research where exactly, what are the organizations, what are the likely potential organizations you can work. So I researched those organizations. I was able to narrow down into 3 at that time, and I delivered my application to these organizations. Do you know, unconsciously for me, 2 of those HR consulting firms were actually had openings at that time, but they were not advertised. That's what we call the hidden job market. A previous episode of this podcast was devoted to that, discovering the hidden job market. That's exactly what I did. It was discovering that hidden job market. So interesting what happened. It happened like magic. I got two interview invites. I was only available for one of the invites I got. Why was that so? Because after going for the first interview invite, it landed into a job offer. I was looking for an internship position. They gave me an opportunity for a full-time employment as a trainee HR consultant, and that was how it started. The second interview invite came the week I had resumed for the first job, and I had to turn it down, and they felt, are you not, your CV says you're available for us. I said, yes, I was available. That was a few weeks back. But now I am in full-time employment with another employer. So some of you may be wondering, it happened right here in Nigeria. So it means that there are so many jobs out there that sometimes as fresh graduates, we need to take our career destiny in our own hands and go out to look for the jobs rather than waiting for the jobs to come to us. So that was how I got my job, my desired job in human resources, and now I can be able to tell you 7 years down the line, I can be able to say I'm enjoying myself after that decision to narrow into human resources. Now, I'm sure that after listening to my first job story, which I just shared with you, a few of you can identify the lessons. One, discover what area you want to be. Discover exactly where those jobs are. It's not a function of what you study in university. Some of time you may need to reinvent yourself. Go ahead to research. Where are those organizations? What are the jobs? What are the opportunities open to me? Are there things suited towards my career? You need to understand that you need to understand yourself first, and understanding yourself would help you to know a career suited for you, because I'm of the opinion that your career should be a natural extension of who you are. That was what my book Corporate Misfit: Immutable Career Lessons was devoted on, and that is discover yourself and you discover your career because it's embedded in your person. Thank you very much for today's for listening to this episode of the podcast. Shortly before we'll go on this episode of the podcast, I'm sure you may have questions to be able to ask me further. You may need clarifications on what I just shared. Feel free to get in touch with me. Go to my website, shegwakiode.com. Drop your comments under the show note for this podcast. Or at best, you could tweet at me on Twitter, shegwakiode, because I'm just a tweet away, basically. And I'm sure I'll be very glad even to be able to offer you help. Even after now, thank you very much for listening to today's episode of the podcast. This is your host, Shegu Akiode, signing out for today. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Career and Employability Talk with Shegu Akiode. To know more about Shegu Akiode, follow his Twitter handle at Shegu Akiode, at SEGUNAKIODE, or visit his website www.shegunakiode.com. See you next time.